listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
The very last say so. He You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
Give us this day our daily bread. You said you would supply all my needs according to your riches. I am but to ask and I shall receive. To go from here and share this love you gave to me, to show someone who's lost and help them find.
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, I will discuss, don't settle for Ishmael. Wait for your Isaac. It comes from Genesis 12, 15, 16, 17, and 18. In Genesis 12, God tells Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram takes his wife Sarai, and they journey on. And like many of us, when we are called to go on our journey, we go along and everything's fine. But then after a while, we don't see anything that God had said He promised us. So we begin to question what God had told us. So in Genesis 15, Abram starts to wonder, when is he going to have a son, if he's going to have one at all? Then he begins to think that his slave is going to be the one that's going to be his heir. But in Genesis 15 and 4, God tells Abram, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. Then God takes Abram outside and shows him the stars. And he says, if you can count as many stars in the sky, so shall your offspring be. And Abram believed what God had told him, and he kept on going. But just because you have great faith doesn't mean the people around you do. And unfortunately for Abram, he allowed his wife Sarai to talk him into doing something that he knew wasn't in God's will. So what did he do? Well, he married his slave Hagar, and they had a son, Ishmael. Now, Ishmael means God hears. And he was named that because during the pregnancy that Hagar was carrying Ishmael, she ran away. She ran away from Sarai because Sarai had treated her so badly because she was pregnant and Sarai wasn't. Although she had given the slave to Abram to have a child, still she was mad because it wasn't born inside of her. So Hagar ran away. But the angel of the Lord stopped her and told her to go back, and that God hears her cries and that she will be fine, but she had to go back and finish what she started in the house of Abram. Like many of us, when we start to do things for ourselves, we don't realize the consequences and how it affects so many people around us. And by them settling for Ishmael, Sarai, Abram, and Hagar were all involved in something that only should have just been Sarai and Abram. Time goes on, Ishmael grows up. By the time Ishmael's about 13 years old, God tells them that they're going to have a son. They didn't believe it, but it does come to pass. I'm going to talk more about it in a few moments. Keep it locked to www.kpfti.org. Greetings. My name is Queen Diva. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey on www.kpfti.org.
What I do, 'cause I'm the only one.
You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
Now that the time we've been waiting on has finally come, girl, I'm so excited, my heart's beating strong like a drum. Still feel butterflies, and those times are provoked by the heaven I see in your eyes, and I can hardly wait how I anticipate your love and new family. I'm feeling so great, Lord, don't take it away as I kneel down.
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is Don't Settle for Ishmael, Wait for Your Isaac. I had left off with the birth of Ishmael. Sarai, Abram, and Hagar had all come together to create Ishmael. But the promise was actually with Isaac. Yet Sarai and Abram couldn't wait. As they was walking on their journey, and the years were starting to go by, they start to doubt what God had promised them. And just like them, we do the same thing. If we don't see things manifest quickly or the time that we want it, then we start to take matters in our own hands. And what happens? We create a big mess. And it was a big mess that was created with Sarai and Abram. They brought in the Egyptian slave girl Hagar into their bed and impregnated her, and she gave birth to Ishmael. And that wasn't according to God's will. Now, God allows a lot of things to happen in our lives so that we may mature in our spirit and grow. At the same time, it teaches us lessons. It teaches us that we need to learn to trust God at His word, because His word will not return void. If God told you that you're going to get that career that you hoped for, then wait on it. If God told you you're going to meet and marry a mighty woman of God or a mighty man of God, then wait on it. When you try to take matters into your own hands, then you're becoming God. And that's not what God wants of you. God wants you to be who you are, His creature. He's the creator. So who are you to take His spot and do something that's out of order? See, when you do things out of order, you create a mess. And the mess just continues on, and it affects not just you, but the people you brought into it, and your family, and your friends, and on. And that's not what God intended. So your best bet is to wait for your Isaac. It's just so important. There's three things that I want to share with you. One, you must wait on the promise that is given to you by God. Two, you must let the flesh die. And three, your name must change before God can take you somewhere. You can't be the same person that you was if God is trying to take you somewhere to another level, another place. It's so important that we understand that. When I say the flesh must die, that means your way of thinking. You can't still try to do you and not ask God for His direction, His light, His opinion, His will. Because if you continue to do what you're doing, you're going to keep running into brick walls and not go anywhere. And let me tell you, God will let you go in a circle. He allowed the children of Israel to go in a circle for 40 years. Now just imagine, or just think. How long have you been going in a circle? How much of a mess have you created thus far? A lot of us have a lot of Ishmaels in our lives because we did not wait on the promise. But then there's some Isaacs too that gives us great joy. And if you didn't know, Isaac means laughter. So it's important, in closing, that we trust God completely and we wait for the Isaac. When we settle for the Ishmael, we create so much more than just that one thing. It's that one thing and then the other things that surround it and more things that create it because of it. And it just hinders you, or it slows you down, or it sets you back several steps. I have to say, I meet so many people who are involved in Ishmael situations. And they're so devastated when things don't work out the way that they want to. They even go as far as to ask God to bless the mess. And that's not what God wants for you. So please, trust God. Listen, wait, and be silent. And I guarantee God will lead you exactly where you need to be. And you'll receive your Isaac in divine timing. Thank you for tuning in. As always, be blessed and be a blessing to others. And we'll see you soon on Divine Voices with Queen Diva, www.kpfti.org.
Do you have a question or a comment about this show? Please give your comments on this podcast network or email Queen Diva at divinevoicesmedia@yahoo.com.